chapter 3. And I'm going to be reading out of my Amplified Bible this morning. And understand that when Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, this is a letter written to a church at Ephesus, he was in jail. And he tells them in the beginning of chapter 3, I'm in jail. And the reason he was in there is because of the proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he begins sharing about the mystery of the faith, and that the purpose of the faith is now because of Jesus Christ. It's opened up to everybody, whosoever will may come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to begin reading on verse 14, where he says, "For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. He is the Father of all of us. He says, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with the mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality." What's he saying there? He wants us, he says, I'm praying for you to be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. And that's our prayer today. And then he says, may he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory, okay, may Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, and abide, and make a permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of it, that you may really come to know through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through your whole being unto all the fullness of God, that you may have the richest measure of all the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. I'm telling you what, I want somebody to pray that prayer over me. That the Holy Spirit is so much on the inside of me because I've accepted him by faith, that I am flooded with the presence, with his presence and with his power in my life. Paul was praying that for them. This is a prayer for us to pray over each other. When somebody comes to you, Lord, I just pray that they're so overwhelmed and filled with the power of your presence in their life. Now, that I will actually experience the height and breadth and the depth of the love of God. Now, he says to him, in the consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, he is able to carry out his purpose and to do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Now, wait a minute. According to the power that's on the inside of you, that Holy Spirit that we're praying that will be full of the presence of God, right? Then that power that's working on the inside of us is going to be able to carry out his purpose in our lives far above anything we could ever dare ask or think, beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And when I read that, I think, you know, anything that I'm believing God for, it's going to be better than I can even think it to be. That's what it says to me. So if I'm praising him for a healing, it's going to be so miraculous. I'm going to be more than healed. I'm going to be walking in divine health. Amen. Prosperity, anything I'm believing him for. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Can you say amen? And amen and amen. Lord, I just pray today as we open up this service, Lord, that our minds and our hearts be open to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us in this day and this hour. That we are so filled with the power of your Holy Spirit and your presence in our life, Lord, that we walk in that power and it touches everybody we meet and everything in our life. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Put your hands together and praise him today. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
All right, now, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
And it comes from our hearts and our spirits today. And I just pray that as we enter into praise and to worship, that it's something that's going to come out from the inside of you down in here as we worship and magnify our
Jesus.
Holy Father in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. We pray. You know, there was a time in the church history. There was a time back in the Old Testament when King David thought he had lost everything. And he marched out of Jerusalem. He had been betrayed by his son. Been betrayed by people all around him, and he marched out with the few people that were going to follow him, and he said, Lord, if it's all gone, if it's all gone, I'm going to put it all
mm-hmm.
I'm going to trust you, Lord God, I'm going to give it all to you. And he lay down there in that country. He just lay down and he rested, and he rested knowing that God was going to take care of him, whatever the situation, God would do it. And one day he marched right back in. He regained the throne and the king. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. I don't know what all is going to happen to this nation, but I'm not ready to give it up. You know, I heard a sermon yesterday. You know, you got the radio and I turned it on. I don't know who it was. He was preaching. He sounded like he was a very elderly man. He said, I want to tell you something. A lot of people have given up on this country. They've given up on our land. And he said, they're going around and they're saying, oh, Lord Jesus, it's getting so rough. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. And he said, I looked at a person the other day that was praying. Then I said to him, said, do you have people in your family that's not saved yet? And he said, well, yeah. He said, and you're praying for the Lord to come and they're not saved yet? He said, you know, no man knows the day or the hour that the Lord Jesus is coming. But until the Lord decides to come, you know what we're supposed to do? Occupy.
That's right.
This old preacher got up there and he said, what do you do when you occupy? You live there. You work there. You get up each morning and say, Lord, if you come today, fine. If you don't, fine. Lord, the Holy Spirit's on the inside of me, and I'm going to share it with people that you lead me to. Hallelujah. Are you going to occupy? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, as we praise him. Lord,
are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul,
come on, church,
there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter.
Singing, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people. And I thought about what's going on over in the Middle East. And ISIS is over there, you know, and they're just running over this group and running over that group and manhandling this one and that one. And what they don't know is that if they get to the point where, well, there's no place else to go but to Israel, what they've been dealing with so far over there has been like field mice. If they turn their hand against Israel, it's going to be like getting a hold of a wolverine or a badger. And they're going to find out that things are not like they think they are. And I just happen to think of that because I know that over there, as they're looking around, it's 10,000s and 10,000s are just standing up, and their main purpose is to annihilate the people of God, just to get rid of them, destroy them and their country. That's their purpose. And they're not going to change, and we're not going to be able to negotiate with them. Because when they get done there, they think they're coming over here after us. Because Allah is with them. And he may be, but he's not who they think he is. And we know who's with us. But thou, O Lord God Jehovah, are a shield. Amen.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
your perfect love is casting out fear.
And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life,
I won't turn back, I know you are near, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. My God is with me. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Beyond all compare.
Come on.
And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, I live to know you here on the earth, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. A light that is coming for the heart that holds on, and there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord, still I will praise you, Lord.
Come on.
We're singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. You never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah. We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah.
Oh, I see the light in you.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare.
And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes,
we'll live to know you here on the earth, and I will fear no evil,
is with me. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Yes, I can see the light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storms. Oh no, you never let go. To every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, oh. You never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
That's why we can stand and just bless the Lord and
Thank
praise
you,
and magnify him. Amen.
Thank you,
we can
Lord.
Just speak of the promises of God,
Amen.
Thanking and reminding ourselves of all the things that God has done, that we are so blessed. I know you've heard it time and time again this weekend, but we are so blessed to be living in the United States of America. Hallelujah. We praise God for his mercy and for his grace. Amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Praises
oh,
and the thankfulness of things that you're thankful
name.
For today.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
We magnify
bless
you,
the name
Jesus.
Of the Lord God forever.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, oh, Lord God. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You know what's staying the hand of Satan in this nation? God's people. God's people. Where the Spirit of the Lord is. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you are thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place,
where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace
lift
lift our eyes to Jesus, there is freedom.
Come on, church.
Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face.
On a Sunday evening, and a person came in, hadn't been here before, and they actually got angry because we talked about freedom and they didn't understand God's grace. And I want to tell you this morning, God's grace is free, but it cost Jesus everything. And the thing is, you want to be free today? All the burdens and the anxieties and the worries and the cares of this life, Jesus came to set you free. You know, you don't have to walk out here, and if you're listening to this service today, you don't have to listen to this service and not realize that Jesus paid the price for you. He loves you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And that eternal life begins the minute you accept the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You just say, Lord God, I believe in the resurrected Jesus. I believe that he died, that he rose from the grave. And I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that that's true. The minute, hallelujah, you're set free. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're taken out of the kingdom of darkness and you're placed into the kingdom of light. You're no longer the man you used to be. You've got a new nature. And you say, well, Pastor Laverne, but what if I still want to do these things? You begin to confess Jesus and believe in your heart, and God takes that nature and he begins to take away those desires. He begins to show you how to walk out of a sinful lifestyle. By his power, he cleanses you, he removes the sin, and then he gives you the grace and the strength to walk out of those things that you don't need to be a part of, because you want to have that bless the Lord, the God that saved you from eternal damnation. Oh, church, it's the time. It's the time to get the message of the gospel out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. So give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place,
where the showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face, there is freedom.
And it's all yours. And it's all yours. Just a matter of reaching out and accepting that in Jesus' name. He's given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. It's just a matter of you putting into application in your life today. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place, Lord God. We just thank you for doing that, for the drawing and your power and your might. Lord God, I see parents here, and they're praying for their children. They're praying for their grandchildren. Lord, there's needs of healing. There's needs of deliverance. There's financial needs. Lord God, you said, I've given it to you. Trust me. Father God, we do. We trust you today, and we love you so much. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We worship and we magnify you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
In Jesus' name. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Jesus' name. You know, I'm thankful for the people that are getting to go to some of these awesome meetings that are taking place. Kenneth Copeland's having some awesome meetings and different ones. But I tell you what, you don't have to go away to experience God. It's wonderful if you can get refreshed and get restored. But you can experience God here. You can experience God in your home. You can experience God at work.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it over to Pastor. Thank you, praise and worship team.
Thank you, Jesus. Just a minute. There you go. Thank you, Lord.
All right, we have our prayer request today. Need you to be in prayer. Herb Dickens has surgery Wednesday the 8th. He has a hip replacement surgery. And he's going to be getting it done at Louisville. So Dot called this morning and said, keep him in your prayers, believing God for just complete restoration. I want to pray for Pastor Shirley. She called this morning and doing some stuff yesterday. She's having to rest her back. Pray for the Pat Wheeler family. June and Jerry, Debbie and Wendy. Right. Pray for Phyllis. Pray for Debbie and Jesse and Jerry for healing. Pray for John Watts, who made it here today. Hallelujah, John. Praise God. Pray for Cole. That's right. Cole Lawson is set free in the name of Jesus from smoking. We pray for Edwin Jackson in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for his healing. Pray for Matt. He's over the seas where the fighting's. Oh, that's your nephew, isn't it, Pat? Matt Helm, right? All right, this is one of our soldiers, guys. Pray for Brandy. And we want you to also to pray for Miriam this morning. She's healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Pray for friends
people that that they met at the doctor's office. Cheryl met. Okay. All right. Denise has surgery.
A week
from the 14th, right? Denise has, is it knee?
Knee surgery.
And then also Kim Mitchum's mom is still in the hospital. She had knee replacement surgery. Sheila's her name. Are there others? Yes.
A guy named Brandon I met in Florida, and he's just wanting to rise up and be the leader of his house like Ron and that human being. He's having a lot of trouble with that.
Okay.
Brandon, yeah.
Man okay. named Brandon in Florida, okay.
Tomorrow, Philip goes for a consultation. He's been having some pain in his neck, so he's praying that he's in there.
Philip Kim.
Yeah, I found out just a minute ago that Mr. Sam has pulled one of his normal tricks on us, and that's go to the hospital and never let us know he's there. But he's back, but would you come up here so we can pray with you, or you feel like walking up here? You feel like coming up here?
This week he was in the hospital, how was it?
Heart. How long are you in there?
A day and a night. Okay.
I've just had some kind of blackout spells. But I'm better.
Good.
Thank you.
We want to pray.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, for the power of your Spirit to rise up in him. We thank you, Lord God, that he's part of your family. He's a covenant man. All the promises of the Word of God belong to him. And I thank you, Lord God, right now that his heart is fixed.
Amen.
That what's causing these blackout spells, it's gone. It's not coming back in the name of Jesus. We pray his deliverance from that. And we just tell the enemy, get your hands off of him.
Amen.
Get your hands off of him so that he can enjoy his days. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And we thank you, Lord God, for his faithfulness to this church and for his faithfulness to you. And we know, Lord God, that you love him and that you're taking care of him. But we just add our blessing and we just lift him up with our faith, Lord God. And thank you for just taking care of everything that is wrong and every problem that he has. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now. We're lifting up this prayer list to you. We thank you, Lord God, that every name on here is important to you. And Lord God, it doesn't matter whether or not they're A1 super class following you Christian or just somebody that's floundering. Lord God, you love them all and you want to do something for all of them. Because no matter what we are, no matter how high we are, and no matter how low we are, the only thing that makes a difference in our lives, Lord God, is you. And we thank you. If we've risen to great heights, it's because of you. But if we've sunk to great depths, it's because we've refused to allow you to do the things in our lives. We either don't know or we don't believe. And Father, I thank you right now that you're going to move in the hearts of these people. The ones that don't know are going to hear, and the ones that don't believe are going to be challenged to believe. They're going to see things, Lord God, that's going to challenge their faith. They're going to be touched, Lord God, by you. But every one of them, Lord God, Herb and Shirley, Pat's family, and June, and Jerry, and Debbie, and Wendy, and Phyllis, and Debbie, and Jess, and Jerry, and John, and Cole, Edwin, Matt, Brandy, Cheryl, Denise, Sheila, Brandon, Philip, Marshall, and Bernice. They're going to experience your power, your love, and a touch from you, Lord God. For we know that you have made yourself available. And Father, I pray for our country on this 4th of July weekend and recognizing our independence. Lord God, help us not to give it away. Help us not to give our independence away as a country. Help us not to give our independence away as children of God. Because the devil would like to come and ensnare us. He'd like to trick us and trap us. But Lord God, you've given us the wisdom of serpents and the gentleness of doves. And you, Lord God, make it possible as children of your kingdom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we thank you, Lord God, for that today. I thank you for the ones that are missing this morning, Lord God. May they're out traveling, some of them, Lord. Some of them, Father, are under attack of the enemy physically at home. And we thank you, Lord God, for being with each one of them. We thank you, Lord God, that as we lift up Jesus Christ, as we lift up the Word of God, as we declare, Lord God, the gospel of Jesus Christ in this place, that people that hear are going to be blessed and lifted up, and they're going to be set free, because it says you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Lord God, I thank you for that. And we ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.